Well, hello, hello, everyone, and happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, I've got a little bit of a cold. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you may have noticed a little hoarseness going on with my voice. Of course, that's what happens when you have a sinus infection and two colds back-to-back. So you guys can imagine my immune system is a little bit low, but I'm taking plenty of vitamins and antioxidants and omega-369 and trying to get myself back in tip-top shape. So again, you guys just keep me in your prayers, but I am up and going, and I'm really excited about today's show. We're broadcasting to you live this Monday, March 21st, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And what about this, guys? We're getting beautiful weather today. The sun is all shining. And for those of you who are throughout the United States and abroad and still have a little bit of cold weather going on, we know that it's coming soon. You're going to get some good warm air coming your way. As always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business and your dreams and your ideas a success. Now, today we continue with our celebration of Women's History Month. Last week we paid tribute to recording artist and entrepreneur Beyoncé, on Monday. And you can read more about Beyoncé on our Women's History channel by visiting womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over the word channels in our top red menu bar, and selecting Women's History Month. We have had so many people to give us great comments and feedback on our Women's History Month channel, and each year it is our goal at Women About Biz to really support Women's History Month. We as women must band together and make sure that women who have paved the way and who have made great contributions in business and in the social environments, in economics, we need to make sure that these women are being heard and that we know about them and that our children are aware of who they are. I am so happy to be able to participate in Women's History Month. And so, again, make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com and check out our Women's History Month channel. Now, on Women About Biz, we also have our Women's History Trivia. Hopefully, those of you who missed last week caught on to the fact that we're giving out prizes this month, and those particular prizes are being given based on Women's History Trivia. So to learn answers, of course, you have to go to womenaboutbiz.com and read our Women's History Trivia section. Now, we're going to be saluting another young woman today, and as you know, of course, for Women's History Month, we're celebrating women of old and women in the 21st century who have contributed as well to entrepreneurship and served as a role model and someone basically who has taken nothing. You know, they just had an idea and they have actually turned it into a multi-million-dollar empire. So far we have saluted Susie Orman and we've saluted Beyoncé on last Monday, and today I'm happy that we are going to be paying tribute to a young woman who has really paved and mapped her way in the shapewear industry, and she's done something quite magnificent in the fact that most women, a lot of women, are wearing her garments to look smaller and to look more beautiful. And, of course, I'm talking about no other than Sarah Blakely, who is the CEO and founder of Spanx. I'll also be sharing with you today the 7 laws of life actions. Now, for those of you who attended the Getting Past Me to Be All I Can Be teleseminar that was held this past Saturday on the 19th, I first want to just thank you so much for the blessing. We had just a large number of people attending that teleseminar, and God just truly took over and showed out and just, you know, through me provided some incredible information. And so if you didn't take that teleclass, stay tuned, because we are going to repeat that teleclass live again in a couple of weeks. So you'll learn about the dates for that and more as we come up on today's show. Also, I want to let you know that we will be having our new marketing experts at Women About Biz on the air live today. You'll be getting a chance to hear what she has to say about why it's so important to have a system in place for your marketing. And I'm talking about no other than Tori Allen. And I'm so glad Tori and I have known each other now. Wow, Tori, I think we must have known each other for about maybe 8 years now, and so it's wonderful that we've kept our relationship going, and now Tori, of course, is CEO and president of Brainchild Communications, and she is going to be taking a lot of her expertise that she has learned over the last 10 years in serving other large clients and helping us at Women About Biz to learn the power of marketing. So Tori will be on in just a little bit. And, of course, we've got a business buzz for you today. If you haven't heard about what AT&T has done, you're in for a treat. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, as always, we're going to end today's show with some inspiration for you as you carry out your week, put it to action, and make things happen for yourself. You're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and, of course, we want to ask you for a special blessing. We want to ask you to share Successful Woman Radio with your friends and your associates. Now, you can do that right now by flashing over on your cell phone or your phone and calling just one person and telling them to get live on the air now and listen to Successful Woman Radio. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Now, of course, if you're listening online on the Blog Talk Radio desktop, you know what to do. Go on over to a new screen and get on your Twitter, Facebook account, your LinkedIn account, and shout it out for them to come to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio and listen live to the show. We've got some life-changing information for you, and if you don't have a pen and a notepad, you definitely want to get your pen and your notepad out, because we have great information, as always, that you will be able to put to use. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and let's talk about the business buzz that's going on right now. If you had not heard it or read the paper, you need to know that one of the biggest negotiations of all time is taking place. That's right. AT&T is in negotiation to purchase T-Mobile. Can you believe it? Yep, it's happening. AT&T is in negotiation to purchase T-Mobile, and so far it's been approved. They are looking at purchasing T-Mobile for $39 billion. So, again, AT&T, you know, just to give you a little bit of background, AT&T really is a collaboration and has been made up of a lot of small and large phone companies that they took over. But they are not new to this. Of course, if you know anything about business history, you know that before deregulation, you had really Ma Bell. That's what we used to call it, Ma Bell. Ma Bell owned everything, was the big component for the telephone industry. And in the South, of course, we had Southern Bell. And then in the North, we had Pacific Bell. And there was Central Bell. And so there were all of these Bells that were all over the United States and basically owned by one company. And that's kind of how it was for decades. And then, of course, the United States government deregulated the Ma Bell industry and opened it up for other smaller companies to come in and open up phone companies and that kind of thing. And, of course, later on we learned about Sprint and MCI and all of the other companies that came about, and some of them, most of them are gone. And so, of course, what happened during that deregulation is AT&T. AT&T was created, still kept it going, but opened up the door for other companies to have a piece of the pie. Well, guess what's happening again? AT&T, of course, recently within the last 5 years, bought Bell South, and I do believe they bought Pac Bell or Pacific Bell as well. And so now they seem to be kind of doing it once again. And, of course, they've tapped over into the cable industry with AT&T U-verse, and now they are moving and capturing a large share of the cell phone market. And with this purchase with T-Mobile, oh, my goodness, that's so huge. And so, again, that's making AT&T just climb to the top again as a huge telephone and communications mogul. Of course, as always, you can expect to hear a lot of talk going on in the U.S. Senate and Congress as, of course, permission has to be gotten through the Federal Trade Commission in order for the final purchase of T-Mobile to take place. So I'm sure a lot of negotiations and a lot of talk, but that's the business buzz I have for you today. And, of course, that does, believe it or not, it impacts us all because AT&T, many of you may have them as a cell phone company, or many of you may be like me and our T-Mobile customers, and of course that could be that the your bill could be going up or it could be going down. It also could mean as well that more opportunities are lined up for us to have better service, so that's a good thing as well. And of course, as you know, AT&T was at one time exclusive with Apple and the iPhone, and of course T-Mobile was in negotiation with that. So something's telling me AT&T is playing their cards and doing some serious strategic planning. So I think that's absolutely phenomenal. In addition to that, I want to make sure that everyone knows that March marks the end of the first quarter. Now, as you know, I've always tried to encourage you as a businesswoman to make sure that you plan for your success, to make sure that you are proactive in planning your strategy and all of the things that you need to be doing. And I try always towards the end of the year, usually I start in August, saying it's time for you to start preparing your strategy for the following year. Well, I want to just appeal to you and take just a couple of moments right now to say that if you did not create a strategy for 2011 to make it happen for yourself in 2011, I really want to encourage you to take some time out, to slow it down, and take some time to plan your strategy for the rest of this year. Here's why. And this is normally how planning works. In business, we have to stay anywhere between 3 to 6 months ahead of time. This gives us time to create our marketing material. This gives us time to draw alliances and plan and bring other people in on the action. This also gives us time as well to market efficiently, which is something that I'm sure Tori will talk about a little bit later. And this gives us time, okay, this gives us time to really allow ourselves to be professional in everything that we are doing. It gives us time to communicate to our customers as well. And so when you are doing everything at the last moment, which, by the way, come on, we're women, we're multitaskers, we have a tendency to do that. When we do everything at the last moment, we're always going to be tripping over ourselves and not doing it as well as we could have. And oftentimes, this one little thing can also contribute to our bottom line, our finances. That's right. It can contribute to our profit. And it is the difference. Pre-planning is the difference between no profit and having profit. So it's important for you to understand that, and it's important for you to know that it's never too late to pre-plan and start doing what you need to do. And so I want you to understand that, and I want you to take it to heart, and make sure that you just don't listen to what I'm saying, but that you actually schedule some time in your planner. I suggest taking a week of time, you know, maybe 3 to 4 hours every day, and really planning that. And it's going to take you about, if you haven't started planning for the rest of this year, it's going to take you probably about, I would say, a good 1 or 2 days just to brainstorm within yourself and figure out what it is that you need to get done and how to do it. And that's that, of course, is called strategic planning. And if you need to know more about strategic planning, or really just how to get it going, or you're trying to figure out how to create an outline and what you need to do, I would suggest that you consider having a power talk with me. You guys have heard me talk about power talks before, but a power talk is a conversation that you and I have where you focus on a particular challenge. And my goal is to provide some solutions and empower you with some resources and tools so that you can see things happen just a little bit quicker in that area that you're having a challenge in or that you want to discuss. And so we are going to be, again, giving out some power talks today. And so if you're interested in having a power talk with me and learning how you can strategically prepare for the rest of this year, so that you can make your dream happen, so that you can do it this year, not next year. I don't want you to be sitting down thinking in January of 2012 that, well, I heard Trina on Successful Woman Radio all last year talk about planning, and I know that the goal was to make things happen, and here I am in 2012 revisiting what appears to be the same road, and I did not do that. So listen, I want you to know that I want you to get on board the success train with me. I want you to know that I'm making it happen for myself in 2011. Some awesome things have already occurred in my life this year. I've had some major breakthroughs. And, of course, those of you who were on the teleclass, Getting Past Me to Be All I Can Be, you heard some of the great things that I shared with you about how to have your breakthrough. And so, again, I am somebody that is so serious and passionate and have so much love for you as a woman and as a businesswoman. I want you to be successful, and I want you to learn how to declare what your purpose is and what your intentions are and take action to those. And you're going to hear about that as I talk to you today about the 7 laws of life action. So I definitely, if you haven't got that pen or pad, you definitely will want to. Well, at this time, I want to go ahead and bring on someone who I love dearly and who I have much respect for in the business world, and I am talking about no other than Tori Allen. But first, I want to give you just a little bit of information about Tori and tell you who she is. And hopefully you guys will get an opportunity to learn more about Tori and read about her on our Women About Biz website. Tori Allen is the CEO and the founder of Brainchild Communication. She has over a decade of experience as a communications professional, and she is known for her seamless execution of fully integrated marketing campaigns, including strategic planning and advertising, print, radio, and online media relations. She founded Brainchild Communications, Brainchild and Associates in 2006. Now, it's a full-service marketing communications firm where she presides as the visionary and president. And she has a lot of experience in working with business-to-business brands and nonprofit organizations, green businesses, authors, health and medical professionals. And some of her clients include McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Shell Chemicals, BP, Nationwide, the National Urban League, the National Conference of Black Mayors, the Center for Black Women's Wellness, just to name a few. So I am just so proud and honored that Tori is officially a marketing advisor and has joined the Women About Biz team. And so today I want to introduce you to Tori. Tori, are you there?
I am here, Trina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tori. Tori, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Trina. Really excited to come on board Women About Biz and being able to share and engage the members on various opportunities to help grow and expand their businesses so that it achieves the goals, the desired goals that they've always envisioned and ultimately sustains them so that their businesses can not only take care of them but can take care of their families and to be able to also take care of others who are a part of their business vision. So really excited about it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Tori, I'm excited as well about you being an advisor at Women About Biz and all of the wonderful expertise that you'll be bringing and the value that you'll be adding to our membership. So thank you as well. Now, Tori, you know I'm a big stickler for being proactive and for planning and for strategy. You know, I find it very interesting. A lot of times when women start a small business, oftentimes they have a habit of mimicking or mocking what they see or what they think they're supposed to be doing with marketing, you know. And, of course, I'll bring up the almighty flyer because that's what normally happens is, you know, a woman when she starts a small business and she doesn't necessarily know how she necessarily should market the business, you know, the first thing she will do is print a flyer, you know, to start handing out to people, that type of thing. However, it's a lot more to it than that. And so talk to us a little bit about, you know, where should a woman be in her mindset about marketing her company?
Well, Trina, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, marketing your company and promoting your company and the products and services that you sell is certainly more than just getting a flyer out and then leaving it and banking on just that flyer. One of the key things that I always tell small business owners, women in particular, is that, you know, they can't just run with that idea of the week. You know, a lot of times they'll make decisions based on whatever that, you know, hot-button marketing topic might be, without really basing their marketing decisions on any real strategic insight and research on what would really work, you know, for their businesses and what's working. But even some of the competitors that reside in the same industries that they work in. And so, you know, what I hope to achieve through, you know, Women About Biz and coming on board with the membership is to be able to educate and inform members on how they can really put together a strategic action plan. And this plan is based on a period of time, so whether it's a 6-month plan or a 12-month plan, you know, we'll be able to identify, you know, what are some of the key tactical approaches that you really need to focus your business on based on measurable goals. You know, what are the goals that you're looking to achieve within the company? Oftentimes people make decisions without any, you know, real expectation of what they ultimately plan to yield from those activities. And that's really important, is to first know what it is you're trying to achieve within a certain period of time as it pertains to marketing their business. You know, what are some of your competitors doing? Have you done any research, you know, to see what other companies in your industry are doing, both those at the level that you're in as well as those that have surpassed you that you're working toward? What are some of the best practices that they've demonstrated that has been effective? What are some of general industry best practices that even some other small business owners have found to be effective? You know, what is the budget to achieve these marketing activities? You know, you certainly, you know, can't run a business without any operating budget, and the same goes for your marketing plan. You must have a marketing budget to sustain the expenses that may be, you know, necessary in order to execute those activities. And then, you know, in some instances, you might need some professional counsel. You know, so we'll talk about, you know, what are some of those key components to help develop that actionable plan. And what is the timeline in order to be able to do it? And what that does is provide a foundation and a structure that can really, you know, be the focus of your marketing activities. And then, you know, business owners will find that they're not as lured on these ideas of the week or just, you know, approaching their marketing in a very haphazardous way. But they really have that structured plan to really be able to execute and to be able to measure the progress, measure the sales, measure the impact that they're ultimately trying to achieve in the first place. So, you know, those would be some of the things that we'll talk about. And then more specifically kind of dive into some key strategies to be able to do that. So everything from creating sales-generating content, you know, what does that mean in producing information about your products and services that ultimately generate sales, you know, and how does that fit into your overarching marketing action plan, you know, how to become a trusted and sought-after industry expert. You know, at the small business level, oftentimes your thought leadership is really all you have, you know, to really get things going, you know, your expertise and your knowledge, and that is valuable. And so how do you take your thought leadership to add tremendous value to your business, to your products, and to your services? So these are things that can be done that don't cost a lot of money, such as, you know, advertising might cost, that can still be highly effective in generating those desired results, you know, that many of us as business owners are looking to achieve.
Absolutely. And Tori, you really have just been talking about some very important factors in marketing. I think one of the reasons why, especially business women, but, you know, they don't, I think they have somewhat of a fear of talking to a marketing expert or creating a marketing plan, perhaps because they think to themselves, well, you know, I really don't have a budget to market, but that really doesn't make sense because once you go in business,
that's right.
And I know you'll agree with me. Once you are in business, it's no such thing as a marketing plan. So, Tori, what would you say to a woman who says, well, you know, I don't have any money to market or I don't have a marketing budget? How should she be thinking about marketing?
Well, I would say the first thing is to really assess if your business is truly going to be a business or is it just going to be a hobby. Because there is no successful business that exists that I know of that doesn't invest in marketing. I mean, that's, you know, every business plan has a marketing plan that's incorporated because it's essential to the life of your business if you plan and intend to be in business for any length of time. So, so therefore, you know, part of being in business is making the proper appropriations to sustain the business, and that includes having a marketing budget. For many women who have no idea of what that realistically looks like, you know, I always say your marketing budget should be really about 25% of your gross receipts. So whatever you anticipate to generate over a year, you know, 25% of those anticipated profits and revenues should be allocated towards your marketing. And so therefore, that being said, then we determine, okay, so what does that marketing look like for your unique business? So, you know, marketing one's business is not optional. Now, you know, a lot of women will focus on the craft of what they do and lean on word of mouth to sustain them, and which is great. You know, word of mouth, I always say, you know, there's nothing beats word of mouth. You know, nothing beats those direct personal referrals, and those are absolutely crucial. And the quality of your work certainly will help to generate that word of mouth business. But in addition to word of mouth business, your business should never just be solely dependent on, you know, hoping and praying that other people get word of what you do and come to you. But you should also have a marketing engine in place that's also helping to build more brand presence for your company. It's also helping to attract, you know, not even just new customers, but, you know, people and businesses who can add value and make your business even more profitable. You know, it can help with establishing more press visibility. You know, so all these things that at the end of the day will help to establish long-term sustainability for your company and not just short-term success. So, you know, so being able to combine that word of mouth, which, you know, many micro business owners rely on, in addition to some proactive strategic marketing, that really is going to be the formula for any long-standing business success.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Tori, thank you so much for your input. And, of course, for those of you who have just tuned in and are listening, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And this is your success coach and host, Trina Newby. And I'm talking with our new Women About Biz marketing advisor and CEO and president of Brainchild Associates, Tori Allen. Now, those of you who are familiar with the Women About Biz website, you can go right to womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top red menu bar, you can click on Advisors, and you will be able to read all about Tori, her expertise. But not only that, but if you would like to schedule a consultation with Tori, or you would like to send Tori a message or connect with her in the community, you'll be able to do that right from Women About Biz. And also there is a link to her website, brainchildassociates.com, where you can go and learn a lot more about Tori. Tori, if it's okay, I want to go ahead and have you as well to give out your phone number for anybody that would like to connect with you.
Sure, and it's not a problem. And, you know, for all those tuning in and are members of Women About Biz, just would also like to add that that consultation that Trina mentioned is complimentary to all Women About Biz members. So, you know, really looking to engage with each of you and help all of you to achieve the marketing success that you're hoping and looking to achieve. You can contact me directly at 1-877-444-8080, and my extension is 701. Again, that number is 1-877-444-8080, extension 701. You may also feel free to shoot me an email. My email address is talen@brainchildassociates.com, and that's all spelled out, brainchildassociates.com. So, you know, again, looking forward to engaging with you all, and certainly, you know, please, you know, feel free to reach out to me. And, again, members of Women About Biz, you know, I will provide a complimentary consultation to help jumpstart your marketing and promotional activities.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Tori. And, of course, Tori will be coming back on the show on Successful Woman Radio as we bring you more information about marketing online and other things. So, Tori, we're excited to have you on board, and we look forward to you being on the show and participating overall with Women About Biz. You take care.
Thank you, Trina.
Thank you. And you've just heard me speaking with Tori Allen, who's the new marketing expert at Women About Biz. And, of course, Women About Biz is moving and shaking, and we are growing. And we want you to be right aboard the success train right along with us. And we'll be adding more experts to the Women About Biz faculty team throughout the rest of this month and next month as we aim to bring in front of you successful business women who are making it happen for themselves. They are experts in their field, and they want to help make it happen for you as well. So we're very, very excited about that. It is 12:33 after the hour, and, of course, again, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you haven't had the chance to bless the life of another woman, it's still not too late to call her and tell her to get on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Have her to dial in to 347-637-2589. At this time, I want to go ahead and, again, focus on Women's History Month and pay tribute to someone that I heard first in a conference maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. It was the Office Depot women's conference, and I was just so happy to be a part of that conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And one of the keynote speakers was Sarah Blakely, who was the founder of Spanx. And, of course, since that time, many of you that are listening to the show today may have heard Sarah. As a matter of fact, I think she is keynote speaking at a conference today in Atlanta for one of the small business centers over at Kennesaw. So I'm excited today to be saluting to you Sarah Blakely, founder and CEO of Spanx. Throughout history, inventors have found inspiration from the strangest places. For Spanx founder and owner, Sarah Blakely, the inspiration came from what she calls V, as in Victor, VPL, visible panty lines, and uncomfortable thongs. A frustrated consumer turned entrepreneur, Sarah invented footless pantyhose, created a national brand, and has led the shapewear revolution. Obsessed with creating comfortable, slimming garments that minimize figure flaws, Sarah has created more than 200 problem-solving products and recently entered the bra business with the groundbreaking Braluya in 2006. She brought her shapewear know-how to more women with the national launch of Assets, a collection of shapewear and legwear designed to help women achieve their own red carpet look for less. Continuing to raise the bar with innovative products women want, in 2009, Sarah launched Halt Couture by Spanx, the dessert of shapewear. Today, after many years of demand, Spanx brings their industry expertise to the pool and the beach with swimwear to men and women with a redefined compression undershirt. Chances are you've seen Sarah flashing her Spanx on QVC, judging inventions on ABC's America Inventor, or sharing tea with Sir Richard Branson atop a hot air balloon at 10,000 feet on Fox's The Rebel Billionaire. As the runner-up on Rebel Billionaire, Sarah received a $750,000 check from Branson to pursue her dream to start a foundation to empower women. Since launching the Sarah Blakely Foundation in late 2006, she has contributed well over $1 million to causes that support women. As an entertaining and well-sought-after speaker, she shares her story to inspire people to follow their dreams. Remaining self-funded and profitable ever since she started, Sarah used her own savings to start the company Spanx and continues to show incredible growth. Spanx are sold in America's finest retail stores, including Nordstrom's, Neiman's, Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's, Lord & Taylor, and other high-end retailers in the UK, Canada, Australia, Mexico, Philippines, Korea, Germany, Singapore, Caribbean, Switzerland, Hong Kong, and other places. Assets are also sold at Target, David's Bridal's Motherhood, Maternity Wear, and Belk. Her story has been featured on everything from the Oprah Winfrey Show, Today, The View, 2020, and most recently CNBC. She has been named Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year and Georgia's Woman of the Year. And Sarah and her husband, Jesse Itzler, reside in Atlanta and New York with their baby boy, Laser. You can learn more about Sarah by visiting womenaboutbiz.com and clicking on channels and going to Women's History Month. And from there, you can read more about Sarah's bio. Now, Sarah's website is very interesting, and to the right of her bio on the Women About Biz site, we actually have links to and more information about her, her success story, because her success story is really very interesting. Of course, she literally had no money when she thought about this invention. And I think it's very encouraging for anyone who's interested in inventing or starting their business, or who has started their business and is always worried about, well, I don't have money. I think it's very, very important for you to read her success story. So go to Women About Biz, hold your mouth over channels, Okay, and at the drop-down menu, choose Women's History Month, and you'll be able to learn more about Sarah and click on links leading to various places on her site that I know you're going to be interested in reading about. And so there you have it, a special salute to Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx and headquartered right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, again, thank you so much, Sarah, for your contribution to the women of the 21st century. It is 12:39 after the hour, and we want to go ahead and give away some prizes. And, of course, today I want to give away two of my favorite books, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. This book has touched my life this year. I attribute next to God and next to my husband and a few others, I attribute this book to really opening up my eyes about a lot of things. And again, I want to just bless the life of a woman today and give a book away. And for those of you that won a book on the last show, don't worry, it's in the mail. And I'm just always excited to give away prizes here at Women About Biz. And, of course, we're going to be at this time giving away two books of Excuses Be Gone. Now, what I would like for you to do is to, we're going to, again, ask some trivia questions. And so hopefully, those of you who have been listening to the show have gone to Women About Biz and actually looked at our women's trivia questions. And just a hint to all of you, each week we'll be putting up for the rest of this month, each week women's trivia questions. Our trivia questions for this week are pulled from the week two on Women's History Month channel. And so our first question to give away the book Excuses Be Gone is, who became the first female Secretary of State in the United States, who was appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1997? Who was the first female Secretary of State appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1997? Now, if you think you know that answer, just go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad. Again, press *1 on your phone keypad. And, Andrea, I know you're there listening. You'll let me know the who I need to call online first. But, again, if you feel that you know the answer to that, the first female Secretary of State, please go ahead and press *1. On your phone keypad, and we will be able to bring you live on the air and get this book to you, because it totally is life-changing. Well, I see that we have someone who is ready to be on air. If your last four is 3720, you are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Okay, we'll go ahead and move to our next person. Line 3387, caller, line 3387. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Trina, it's Karen.
Hi, Karen. Is this Karen Kimbrough? Hi, Karen Kimbrough. How are you today? I can't hear you, Karen. Go ahead and say something again. How are you today? Okay, I think Karen may have been calling from a cell phone, and hopefully, Karen, you'll be able to reconnect with us to make your claim. Again, for those of you who are listening, if you know the answer to the first female Secretary of State, we want you to go ahead and claim your prize, which is Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Caller, line 5827, you're live on the air. Give us your name and city you're calling from. Go ahead.
My name is Janice Jones. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and her name is Albright.
Okay. Do you know her first name?
Oh, my gosh. I do know the last name is Albright, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it to you. Madeline Albright is the
Madeline,
first
yes.
Female.
My God. I was so nervous. I knew it. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm going to give it to you because you did say Albright, and you are the winner of a book that's going to change your life. Excuses
well,
Be Gone
you.
By Dr. Wayne Dyer. And, of course, Andrea will be giving you a call to actually get your address and everything so we can get that book to you. So we did capture that number ending in 5827, so she will be calling you. Is there a woman that you would like to call out her name who has inspired you, whether it's been in your business or personally?
Oh, my God. Her name is... let's see. My gosh, I'm nervous. Her name
is
that's okay. Patricia Aloy, I think is her name. She's an inspirational speaker, and she's been coaching me along with my business.
Okay, wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much, and please make sure you press star 1 again. That way that will clear your hand from the system. Just press star 1 on your phone. Again, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we are giving out some prizes for Women's History Month. I want to go ahead and ask the next question. Hopefully someone knows that. If you know the first woman in modern history to lead a major Native American tribe, the Cherokee Nation, then you can press star 1. If you know the first woman in modern history to lead a major Native American tribe, this is like she's a female president of a tribe. She was the first woman to lead a Native American tribe, the Cherokee Nation. Press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, all of these answers that we have on the Women About Biz Successful Woman Radio Show can be located in our Women's History Channel on Women About Biz. And, of course, we also have the Women's History Trivia Week 2 up on the front page of the Women About Biz website as well. So, again, I'm going to give the answer. If you know the answer to who was the first woman in modern history to lead a major Native American tribe, the Cherokee Nation, please raise your hand. We do have someone who is live with us on the air. I think you're listening from online, but you are 1111. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Noble. Hi, Trina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Wilma Mandela.
Okay, wonderful. So you have the answer. Wilma Mankiller. Oh, that's a serious name, huh?
Oh, she went to San Francisco State like me.
Okay. Wilma Mankiller. Was the first woman in modern history to lead a major Native American tribe, the Cherokee Nation. And, again, state your name again for us clearly so Andrea can make sure that she recorded properly. Your full name again.
Venus Zahura Noble.
Okay, Dina Noble.
Dina.
Okay, now what I'm going to have you to do is because are you listening from online on your desktop?
My phone.
Okay, you're listening from your phone. For some reason, we aren't seeing your phone number clearly. So what I will need you to do is to go ahead and email me at womenaboutbiz, okay? tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. Email me and make sure you give me your phone number, so your phone number and your mailing address so that we can get the book Excuses Be Gone to you, okay?
Got it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're going to move on, and, you know, we've just had such a full-packed show already, but I want to quickly move ahead and give you guys some awesome information as it pertains to the 7 laws of life attractions. I'm sorry, of life actions, because here's the thing. If you didn't realize it, as we talked about in the Getting Past Me seminar this past Saturday, there are 7 rules of life action that you definitely have to be aware of, and it's very, very important that you are aware of these. And so as a result, I feel compelled to tell you what they are. However, if you did not take the Getting Past Me seminar, you definitely need to do that because it's a powerful seminar that I was blessed to be able to share such breakthrough information. And so, again, we're going to be announcing that next seminar for the rest of this month. And the date has not been confirmed yet, but we will be doing another Getting Past Me teleseminar. So I think it's very important for you to go on Women About Biz and check out our events section. We'll be reloading all of our events that we talk about on the events section at womenaboutbiz.com. So let's talk about practicing the seven rules of life action. First of all, you may not be aware of it, but oftentimes all of us have experienced talking or saying what we are going to do. All of us have experienced, okay, declaring a particular goal or vision or dream that of something that we want to accomplish and achieve, and then we find ourselves the following year still saying the same thing but never having accomplished anything. And so what's going on there is that you need some help with transferring your thoughts into actual plans and outlines so that you can manifest what it is that you set out to do, your purpose to do. Well, one of the things that really helps you to do this is something that I've created called the seven rules or the seven laws of life action, okay? So here they are. Number one, daily prayer and meditation. It's so important to pay tribute to the one that created us all, God. And in order for you to really get a chance to understand and stay balanced and know who you are, you must be in communication with him. You must stay connected. You must meditate on the things that you would like to accomplish and achieve in life. You must talk to him about these things. And so if you don't do that beginning in the day, it doesn't get a chance to marinate and set itself in your subconscious desires and cause you to have a passion about it and move past just everyday ordinary belief but move into a positive, actionable belief that you can accomplish things. So daily prayer and meditation is the first law of life action. You must stay connected to the source. Number two is daily personal development. Now, I believe in daily personal development, and I've said this before. Noted wealthy individuals, noted successful individuals have attributed the fact that working on themselves, developing themselves, and many spend 4 hours. I have even read where some spend as much as 8 hours in full days in concentrating on one particular skill or one particular thing that they need to gain knowledge in so that they can better prepare themselves to be leaders. And so personal development is so important. So I recommend that if nothing else, you contribute at least 30 minutes of personal development a day. Now, that's at the minimum. I really would prefer that if you could, it would be 1 hour starting out, okay? But personal development is extremely important. I have built up to 2 hours of personal development every day, and my goal is to build up to 4 hours of personal development, you know, and what that means is trimming and cutting down on some things that are not contributing to my vision. So that I can better prepare myself and be literally a better person to be the leader I need to be. So number two was daily personal development. Number three, daily time management. Okay, now listen, I've had so many people to ask me, Trina, I manage my time poorly. I need to have better time management. But here's what you need to understand, okay? Here's what you need to understand. What you need to understand is that there is really, believe it or not, in the literal term of the word management, there is really no such thing as time management, but there is such a thing as self-management. Time management really is one, there's one simple secret to time management, commitment. No planner, no calendar, no high-power electronic gadget, Nothing is going to help you with time management until you sit yourself down and you are willing and you are ready, okay, to practice good time management. Once you are willing and ready, then it just falls into place. Number four, daily operations. Now, I have mentioned daily operations before, but daily operations for a businesswoman is answering the question, I'm my own boss, but who's guiding me? Okay? One of the reasons why if you're in the workplace or are in the workplace and you do so well is because you have an operations plan to follow. There's regulations, there are procedures, there are rules for you to actually follow. So in business, as a businesswoman, you need to have a daily operations plan that is actually labeling what it is that you need to do. You know, from how you answer your calls to what or how do you identify priorities for the week, to scripts that you have created to help you close sales calls, to marketing, to all of your products, everything in a three-ring binder. That's what a daily operations plan is. And, of course, we're going to be giving a daily operations teleclass this month, I do believe. The fifth thing is daily connections. I'm a firm believer that we have to stay focused on bringing new people into our lives and our business. There's no better way to do that but to talk with four people that you don't know every single day. Now I say four. Don't get big head and say, well, shoot, I can talk to 10 people, I can talk to 15 people, I can talk to 20 people. Trust me, you will trip yourself up. It is difficult to talk to even four people. It can be quite a challenge. But what I want you to do is to get in the habit of talking to four people that you don't know. Now, you're just not talking to them, but you're actually talking to four people where business is concerned, who you would like them to know about your business, your services, or your products, and you'd like to offer them the opportunity to either try out your product or your service either through discount or by giving a sample away or through letting them try the free service. If they are in business as well, I think it's very important that you allow them to share their business information with you as well. And be as sincere as you can that if you can use their service at some point, then try to establish that win-win situation. Number six is daily follow-up. Okay, now this is huge. Follow-up is huge because it is the culprit that causes so many problems for why we are not able to complete our goals, why we are not able to close the sale, or why we lose customers, or why we don't even get customers. Follow-up is extremely important. So what I want you to do is to make sure that you practice this empowering action, because when you follow up, when you don't allow things to slip through the cracks, you are going to start seeing more action in your life. And last but not least, the daily journaling and review. I think writing down what your feelings are about your day and your business and what you need to improve on or listing the kudos that happened in your day or something positive is very, very important. And journaling allows you to get in touch with the you that lies beneath the surface, okay? So it's very important. Also, you need to review your calendar twice a day. So that's why I said journaling and review, because they work hand in hand. You need to review your calendar in the day, and you need to review your calendar in the evening. So there you have it, the seven laws or the seven rules of life action. I hope that you are able to understand that these are very powerful, and when you learn to put these together, they create a synergistic energy that will have you able to manifest things in your life that you never knew you could. Now, at this time, I want to go ahead and encourage everybody to get online on Women About Biz Today and make sure that you have joined our new social network, Women About Biz Connect. Just click on Community in the top red menu bar and make sure that you join the community. If you're already a silver member or a gold member, please make sure that you upload your picture and complete your About Me profile, because people can't connect with people they can't see or read anything about. So please make sure that you do that. If you were on the Getting Past Me teleseminar and you purchased the workbook, please make sure that you join the private group Getting Past Me so that you can have support. We have a 30-day challenge going on for the Getting Past Me teleseminar class. And so it is awesome that you are part of it, but make sure that you go and join the private group Getting Past Me as well. I want to encourage you this week with all of my heart to take action. Put the seven laws of life action into play for yourself. The show, we have run out of time, but I want to say thank you for being a part of Successful Woman Radio. Don't forget to listen every Monday at 12 noon. Take care, everybody.